Let's get to the SEC and how you guys would rank these coaches if they were going on The Bachelorette. So you guys know how this works. Basically, when The Bachelorette debuts, there's always a different kind of category that they cast these guys for. So if you were looking at all the SEC coaches, who would you call the guy with a gimmick? Basically, he shows up in a costume on a horse and has a giant food item, but he normally goes home on night one or two.
I'm so curious to see who you got for this.
Eli Drinkwitz.
Okay, yeah, I can see
because he shows up to SEC Media Days and he wants to talk about conspiracy theories and everything. He also wants to be, trash talking players who could squash him. And he just screams gimmick to me. I'm indifferent on Eli Drinkwitz these days, but he just screams gimmick to me.
Yeah, I'll get to him later. I had two for this. I had Hugh Freeze, being, kind of gimmicky. He's got this new, new age offense, but they haven't had a winning season.
I have four for Hugh Freeze.
He also remember he did the game when he was at Liberty from the hospital bed?
Yep.
Okay, dude. And then also your boy Brian Kelly, who we were just talking about the gimmick yesterday of him talking about his family and all that.
Family.
Dude, you introduced you talk about a gimmick during your introduction where he's trying to get that Southern. I'm like, dude, you don't belong. Let's be honest.
I think Clark Lee could be a gimmick guy too because he's like, yeah, we're going to win a national title here. And I'm like, you don't believe that.
No, you don't.
All right, let's move on to the hunk. He's a total dreamboat, shows up. You probably assume that he's never had an awkward phase in his life, but maybe doesn't have it all upstairs. you just hear da-da-da.
So I probably went a different route with this one than Bo did. I actually was like, okay, the guy that looks good,
yeah,
but, kind of empty other than that.
And but he's pretty.
Exactly. So I went with two different – I went with Venables, and one of the reasons I went with him was because, you look at every reason they hired him, and it's perfect. Every reason they hired him at Oklahoma is absolutely perfect. Comes from a championship pedigree program in Clemson, coached under Dabo for years. He's a defensive guy. He talks with grit. He's an Oklahoma guy. And it's like, it all should be perfect. But it hasn't been. And it's been ugly. And it's been anything but perfect. So I actually went with him being the hunk. You just look at it from the outside and you're like, oh, this is awesome. And then you start digging into the empty trophy case and you're like, oh, God, that's not good.
Yeah, there's a few that were really hard. I mean, this one was hard for me because I'm like, they're coaches. Unless we watched them play, right? And Venables is a guy I watched play back in the day. You just don't remember, but there's a couple. I think Napier could fall a little bit into that because he's kind of that all American kind of thing. But I put Sark because I don't think
that's a good one. I had him too
because I look at Sark sometimes and I'm like, is anything going on up there?
Yeah. You know what I always think of when you bring it up, and is I don't know if it's. His whole personal life obviously has been on display for years and years and years, and it just is what it is, and it's unfortunate to an extent. But I also see the remade version of Sark. We saw him here in Atlanta, but then you have remember when he's coming out of the tunnel and the guy was kind of holding him back. Have you ever seen this clip? There's a clip where the TV guy is holding him back, going, "Hey, don't run out of the tunnel yet. We're gonna wait till the TV cameras are ready."
Right,
and he kind of catches himself, and then he just lets it go, and he basically tells the guy to get his effing hands off of him and don't ever touch him again. It's like a, get your hands off me.
And the TV
and
guy
I was
is
like,
doing
oh,
like
God,
this.
There he is.
Yeah. I mean, and I've been around Sark. He's obviously a smart guy. He's very – one of the best play callers in college football. And but it just – sometimes you look at him, you're like, what you thinking there?
Yeah.
You thinking anything? Are you watching a hamster on a wheel right now? Or is that –
How about the drunk? This guy is just here for a good time. Probably doesn't.
I'd be
even...
so disappointed if we're not the same.
It's
one.
Sam Pittman.
Yes,
for me,
it
man.
Is.
Sam Pittman. Hey, you got the case? You got case in Natty? Yeah, bring that on over here. I could see Sam Pittman sitting in his office with a mini fridge. He's got his feet propped up on the mini fridge, and he just leans in and grabs the next cold beer out. And boy, that boy can hit him. He can hit, can he? He's quick.
I love that. That one to me was probably the easiest choice. You could have gone a couple different directions, but Sam Pittman as the drunk, he's just that guy that's like, I'm here to party. I'm just going to ride this boat at Arkansas as long as it'll have me, and when they kick me off, I'm just going to go have a few beers. You know what I mean? He just strikes me as that guy that's here for a good time.
What are you
going
to do if you get fired, Sam? I'm going to go buy the Quick Trip.
You can just see him
cold
on the
Case beer
on the Bachelorette. I didn't give you a rose, Sam. Oh, that's okay, sweetie. I'll be all right. I'm just going to go out here and pour brown water and see what happens. We'll have a good time.
All right, how about the villain? He's probably good-looking, but really just there to cause chaos. Confessionals are all slamming the other contestants, maybe talking trash about his players.
Well, I don't think the good-looking part goes to this guy. I'm not trying to judge, but but I think Brian Kelly is the number that he has got villain written all over him. He's kind of gimmicky at times. He's very mean. He cusses out his players. So they all cuss at their players, but
we're sitting here again.
Yeah. He's just very unlikable. Very unlikable. I think he's a hell of a coach, but he's easily one of the most unlikable coaches in college football.
So I struggled with this one this morning, and I asked Allie, I was like, give me an example of what a villain would be on The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And your reasoning was what? Do you remember?
It talks trash, like Two-Face.
Right.
Yeah. I also had Hugh Freeze on here.
Yeah, and their confessional going, yeah, I mean, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, this, that, and the other. And when she said that, immediately, I was like, that's Eli Drinkwitz. Like, Eli Drinkwitz is a guy who he's put together a 10-win season and has been great, but he's also, like, trash-talk other players during the game. He's made, like, he's made a fool of himself multiple times, talking trash to other coaches and doing other different things. He just seems like the kind of guy that's going to meet you at midfield, take the visor off, and be like, hey, coach, great game, and then afterwards be like, that team sucked. I don't even want to hear it. We took him to the woodshed. It was over before halftime. Like, he's just that kind of trash talker. But I actually respect him as a coach. But he just, to me, he fits perfectly into that category. Yeah. He's just that guy.
I almost had I had like four for Hugh Freeze. Like, drunk, villain.
He fits into a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few of them.
We have two more. We need to get to the here for the wrong reasons guy. Pretty much a social climber, influencer, someone there just for the fame. Probably already has a good following on the socials.
I had two, so you can go ahead.
I had two as well. I had Lane Kiffin.
I had Lane Kiffin.
You got to include him
Lane
in
Kiffin's
there.
Lane Kiffin's definitely on there.
You got to include, especially when you talk about social media thing. Like, he's that kind of guy. I don't like the marriage between him and Ole Miss. It's been great, I think, for both sides. But I don't think that anybody ever looks at Lane Kiffin and goes, oh, man, he's going to retire at Ole Miss. You know what I mean? It's like every year he's just floating his name or Jimmy or whoever's representing is floating his name out there so he gets another raise from Ole Miss. And he also fits the influencer category because I know he's got young daughters that do the whole, TikTok spiel and Instagram and everything else. So I had Lane Kiffin in that one. I'll see who you get with your first one before I say my second.
I had Kiffin. I had Shane Beamer.
Yep, I had to say because
Beamer is like and here's a problem where you know too much, and I don't want to say too much, but I know that Shane Beamer lived in this town for a while, and you know he's a regular dude. His dad might be a famous coach,
yeah,
and he might be a hell of a coach himself now and recruiter, but Shane Beamer will, you know, he I'm sure that he's showed up at some places. He's probably like, yeah, I probably shouldn't went there.
Yeah, he's. It's funny we had both of those because they both fit that category pretty perfectly.
All right, this one is the total catch, the final one. The one that's going to win it all, has a great career, good looks, great personality. Who is that?
I had two for this one as well.
I think we all can agree that Kirby Smart is the total package as the head coach.
I had Kirby as one of them.
Yeah.
I think Kirby is – Kirby played, he's coached, he has an edge. He also is very truthful and honest about what's going on in the game, very much to the point where he's very much turned into Saban-esque, where he's truthful about something that's happening. Fan base that hates him is like, you're just crying because now we ain't even the playing field. And it was always, I always people tell me, I'm like, Saban ain't crying. He's telling you how he's going to kick your ass, but the next way he's going to do it. And he's telling you, if you don't want it to happen this way, you can stop it. Kirby's very much like that. I also had Kalen DeBoer.
I tried to talk myself into it, and I couldn't. I was like, dude, that just sounds way too skewed.
Because we're sitting there. Kalen DeBoer sits down with us at SEC Media Days. He has the total package look. He talks like a coach. Mm-hmm. He dresses like a coach. He's like, Sandra goes, oh, I didn't know he would be that good looking.
Yes, she did.
And I was like, okay. So then I put that, so that I could hear Sandra saying that. And he literally, like when he sat down, I'm doing the old, he's getting his headset on so he can hear me. And I'm like, coach, you know, Michael Pence, blah, blah, blah. And he rolls right into it, doesn't stop. He's got he's very much like Kirby in that. The only thing he hasn't done is win a national title.
Yeah.
And I don't think he would go where Kirby will.
Right.
Like, you know, with some places.
Sure.
Just because I think he's more of that they just do it. They handle their business differently. But he's a total coach, which to me is a total catch.
It's kind of when we were talking about Ryan Grubb for a little bit earlier that I've heard that Ryan Grubb, he's more the animated, which is exactly what Kirby is. And that's why I think Kirby is the ultimate head coach. Like, he's going to be calm in these pressers. He's going to be calm in these meetings. He's going to talk to his players. His players are going to respect him because he's honest with the players, and he's going to demand the utmost out of their talent and everything else. And he wins. And if I had to pick a guy right now to go play for, it would be Kirby Smart. Obviously.
Absolutely.
But I'm with you in all directions right there. It's just it's the whole deal.
Kalen DeBoer would be if Porkchop was a boy and she was picking a college right now and it was DeBoer or Smart, I'd be like, you can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
You really can't go wrong.
Well, and this is the perfect opportunity to go ahead and say congrats to JoJo Fletcher and Jordan Rogers. They announced that they are with child, and that is a bachelorette baby, also going to be the most gorgeous child ever born.
Yeah, good for him. Good for them.
Good for them. Coming up, lots of Falcons changes and NFL news that I'm not sure we saw coming. We'll go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.